And this is a critical issue that clinicians in the community have tried to adapt to the fact that they are not often dealing with one pathology lab or one hospital. Tissues are coming and results are coming from various labs. They assume that FISH has to be better and it's going to be more accurate and more predictive. And nothing could be further from the truth, that it has to do more with whether you're doing your tests right versus whether you have the right test to be done. And I think one perfect example was actually the experience of Michael Press with the recent lapatinib studies, where some of the centralized testing was done by one large commercial lab in the U.S. And Michael ultimately actually repeated. There was some suggestion when analyzing the data, this was in the study of paclitaxel plus minus lapatinib, which was suggesting that some patients with HER2-negative disease actually were benefiting from the addition of lapatinib. And what Michael did was go back and actually retested all the samples that had been done by that large commercial lab, which was a central reference lab for the study, and redid in his own lab. And a lot of those actually turned out to be that had been called, there were a lot of tumors that in fact were HER2 positive. They were being labeled by the first lab as being HER2 negative and were leading to the implication that those patients were benefiting from therapy. When he dug up a little more information about what was happening with the testing itself, it looked like most of the interpretation was not being done by a pathologist. The interpretation of the FISH assay was being done by a technologist. And so his strong recommendation, and he does potentially among the best HER2 testing you can think of, is that you need a pathologist to not only supervise, but actually doing the actual interpretation. So I think that's the key issue for the clinician, the community, to remember that just because it is FISH doesn't mean that it is a better test.
Craig?
I want to reemphasize how important the point is that you just made. You need to be a pathologist or a highly trained person to recognize tumor cells from non-tumor cells, even on a routine H&E slide. But when you're in a dark room and you're looking at fuzzy orange and green spots, the fluorescent probes, it's even more challenging. So I think it's just imperative that pathologists really select the areas that are going to be quantified so, you know, you don't have an inherent source of a negative result. Another point I wanted to make is we were talking about sources of errors and difficulty in doing FISH testing for HER2, a little bit about the analytical variables, which if you follow the kit assay criteria or recommended steps closely, you can eliminate most of those, maybe to a level of about 10%, because in expert hands, that's about as well as the same person can reproduce their own results. In terms of interpretation, I think that's the easiest thing to solve, because with training, any two pathologists, three pathologists can learn to score the same things the same way. What we're missing is that educational step to tighter everybody's interpretation the same way. It's the pre-analytical things that I think we have the least handle on today. And this becomes most apparent to me in studies that I participated in myself where we're doing FISH on tissue microarrays. So the conditions are uniform on one slide, but there are many different tumors on one slide that have been fixed in different manner. And a rule of thumb is about 25% of the time you will have uninterpretable samples where even the internal controls, the chromosome probe, doesn't work. And that's due to variations in fixation, too long in formalin, not long enough in formalin, a different type of fixative. There are ways to resolve that, but you have to be pretty expert and you have to have the block in your hand to get around that. For example, you can change the stringencies, the hybridization temperatures, the hybridization times to make those internal controls work. But very few laboratories have the wherewithal to even recognize that that's a potential error, especially when you're looking at one sample at a time rather than all the samples together that were measured under one condition. So I think the pre-analytical issues in terms of FISH testing remain one of the biggest challenges.